Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome everyone. How are you? It is a Wednesday. We are live. Today is 6:30 Toronto time. And yes, as my guess is, that's where Drake is from. It is a beautiful afternoon. It is a little bit on the colder side here in Canada. Well, it is what it is. It's November. I mean, we had a couple of days which it was phenomenal. Like, I mean, it was, I don't know how to say it in Fahrenheit, but it was Celsius plus 20 yesterday and the day before. We had an amazing weekend. And I'm hoping that wherever you are in this beautiful world that our Lord has created, that you have an amazing day and that you're experiencing good weather. I know some parts of the world are going through horrible floods, and it's not very much talked on the news, which I find that not nice. It's all about, especially in the States, election and COVID and all that, but there's other issues. And I know that the Red Cross is helping people in Honduras because of the situation with the flood that is going on there. But I'm not here to give you bad news or talk about politics. I'm here to talk about somebody very special that contacted our studio with in regards to, you know, what he does. And as you heard, the theme of the show is tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. And we work with those questions. We are, as I said earlier, live today, and I would like to take a couple of minutes to thank my sponsor. Thank you so much, Dr. George Grant, for sponsoring the show. Without your contribution, this show definitely could not be possible. We will be playing the words of our sponsors throughout the interview, and also do not forget that right after the interview, we have our musical section. For you that have submitted your MP3, and I am telling you, their inbox on our email is packed with music, and we have variety of band genre. We have gospel, jazz, rap, and hip hop, and classical, and the list goes on. So if you're a musician, and especially now, especially in North America, in Canada, which all venues are pretty much closed, we can't do any of the performance that we usually do. Musicians are suffering. They have their living room to perform. Here on the Lizzie T Show, we are 100% supportive. So send us your MP3. And we will love to assist you and play your music here. We love to collaborate with you. We know this is important for you, and so we want to be able to give you the platform that you need in order for you to continue performing, even if it's on the living room. And we are doing some live streams via Instagram and many other platforms as well. So check it out. If you would like to interact with us, we do not bite. We love to have interaction. You can always call us in at 845-277-9146. Again, 845-277-9146 is the number to call and interact with us. Maybe you know this person and you would like to say hello, questions. Take advantage. This person is very, very busy, and this will be a treat for you to be able to interact with us. Again, the number is 845-277-9146. Okay, so without further ado, after me talking about everything that I need to talk before I start the show, we're talking today with Dr. Mario Wallace. He is the president of All Things Strategy. He has more than 20 years of a small business consulting. Oh my, this is going to be an interesting subject, because some of the small businesses are suffering. What to do? So if you want to call in, please take advantage and experience 11 years of healthcare consultant experience. He has considerably expertise in the areas of process improvement, change management, leadership development, medical education program, educational development, strategy management. And Dr. Wallace published the article called Cognitive Skills of Business Strategy that sparked the idea of creating the ADEM strategy management clinical model. This model, first strategy management tool that simplifies the element of balance score, BSC, and other strategies management process. He has also created ADEM strategy plan engine readiness assessment, ADEM achievement, instruction model, OPC strategy thinking, competency assessment. My goodness, full mouth. And this guy, you know, can definitely help if you are right now struggling with your business. You know, this is could be an answer for you right here, right now. 845-277-9146. But without further ado, let's bring Dr. Mary Wallace to the show with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, 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 Dr. Mary. How are you doing this afternoon for you or evening?
This is evening, but I'm doing great and I'm glad to be on your show.
The honor and pleasure is all mine. One of the things that I always start off and asking people is, how did you get into this industry? What gave you the idea? What inspired you to get into this type of business?
You know, when I graduated high school, my family were small business owners, and I saw the struggle, how they actually progressed along in their business, and I used to work with them and identify different concepts to help them sustain and grow their business models. And that just grew into an idea, into a career for me, where I actually went to college and started taking courses on business management to understand those theoretical constructs that I wasn't familiar with. And those things, along with my experiences, helped me to really develop concepts to really help small businesses grow and to sustain.
Beautiful. So you've been doing this for now 11 years?
I've been, well, when it comes to small business sustainability, I've been doing it for over 20 years, but healthcare management, healthcare strategy, I've been doing that for 11 plus years, yes.
Incredible, incredible. So let's talk about the elephant in the room, because we all know, I'm not sure how things are in Arkansas right now. I know in Canada we are going back to, especially in the province of Ontario, Toronto, we're going back to phase two, which means that any restaurant that were open in the summertime due to COVID, they're going back to be closed now. You can still take out. Small businesses are closing. Small businesses are failing. Small businesses are going bankrupt. Small businesses are, a feel for them, to be honest, Dr. Mary. I really, really feel for them. What can they do, or how can they come around? I mean, it's a loaded question. I understand that, but anything right now, Dr. Mary, that you could help us, or you can help someone who is listening on the other side of this this call, can help anything that they should be able to, or they should know, to avoid their doors to be closed.
Yes. So in Arkansas, we still have open restaurants. There are a lot of what we call curbside. We're providing curbside services in Arkansas. A lot of small businesses are struggling in Arkansas as well as Tennessee. Mm. But what I tell most small business owners is that we have to think about the environment in which we're in. We have to learn how to adapt to a new environment. Yeah. The market has shifted, and we have to shift with the market, right? we have to figure out how to go beyond the old practices that we once had and start adapting new practices. And one thing that we can do, we can look across industry. So we don't have to look within the food industry or manufacturing industry to gain ideas. We need to look across industries, look at other industries and see what they're doing and see can we adapt some of their practices, some of their best practices to help us to grow and sustain during this particular time.
Love it. I've actually never heard anything like this, to be honest. I've been doing this for 5 years, and this is actually the first time, which, by the way, makes complete sense to be able to, somebody who is in the food industry, to look across and look other industry. And for example, what other industry would you recommend or would you suggest of what you are thinking about? And what examples can you provide? Maybe one.
So I would think one is the tech industry. So I will look toward the tech industry to see what they're doing to help them sustain, and I will pull some of that information into my business. So a lot of small businesses are not leveraging technology as they should leverage technology. So if they begin to leverage technology, if we go to phase two and we have to start shutting down the restaurants, they have to do more takeout, and they can increase. So basically, if they're using technology, they can study the data as they can see who to target based on information that they're looking in. So as people are making orders, it determines you can actually see the geographical location in which they're making those orders. And if they're, for instance, if it's north, south, east, and west, and you see more people east of your restaurant making more of the orders, then you should start trying to target that area because that's a potential revenue opportunity for your business. But you can only know that if you're tracking it through some type of technology and understand the data, and the data will guide you in the right direction to actually help you to sustain in business.
Wonderful, wonderful. I hope you guys are paying attention, everyone, and I hope that you're able to get some of this golden nuggets that Dr. Wallace has shared with us right now. How important would you say that is social for a business right now? Whether it's food, whether it is gyms are closed here right now, and I noticed gyms advertising on social media, all different platforms, like never before, and how important is to have a social media presence?
A social media presence is critical and crucial to sustaining a small business today. So we have to learn how to use social media the right way, leverage social media to because when you think of social media, if you have a new idea, you can do brand awareness campaigns. If you have existing customers that you're trying to do upsells, you can do engagement campaigns, right? And also there are like campaigns on social media. So the thing is to customers that comes to your business, you need to consistently reach out to them through some type of social media strategy. And the customers that you don't have, what we call a non-customer, you can convert to customers, you reach out to them through brand awareness campaign. And the difference is with social media versus traditional marketing, traditional communication, is that the cost, this cost is so low. You can pay that easily and reach a market greater than you can through a traditional communicational platform. Because here's the thing when it comes to social media, you get real-time feedback based on your marketing campaigns. And as you get that feedback, you talk directly with the customers and you answer their questions. That's what the customers want. They want to hear back from you.
Love it. Love it. And I love how you say that between branding and like campaign is completely different. And a lot of people don't know that differences, which is huge. And for people that are, for businesses rather, that are not taking advantage or utilizing social media right now, I'm not sure what you're thinking. And I know it's challenging. Some small businesses are, you know, people that have perhaps retired, taken their retirement money and open up a franchise or have opened up their own salon. The list goes on. So if you don't understand the internet, if you don't understand social media promotion for your small business, then hire a student. I've heard that many, many times. Hire a student. I can guarantee you that a 12-year, rather, a grade 12, 17-year-old can help you manage all the social media platforms and put words and help you with that advertisement, which is incredible. Now, Dr. Maya Wallace, you have written a book. I was watching some of your. You are also a podcaster, so I feel a little bit intimidated here speaking to a professional. So tell us a little bit about that.
So, yes, I wrote the book, and thanks for mentioning this. So I wrote the book. It's called Strategy. It's spelled ADAM, and ADAM is an acronym for Analyze, Develop, Execute, and Manage. So the reason why I wrote the book is because I had been working with executives across industry, and I realized when they develop strategic plans, they are great at analyzing and developing plans, but they're poor at executing and managing the plan. So based on all the organizations and leaders I work with, I looked at the data, and I saw that after I help them to develop a plan and I leave, they tend to fail in execution and management. So what I did, I identified those areas. I built and created a model around it, and then I wrote a book and explained why all four of these phases have to be executed effectively in order to sustain and grow your strategic plan. So the ADAM model is exactly what it is. So I called it Strategy is Spelled ADAM to get people in the concept of using the term ADAM as an acronym so they can easily call up on ADAM as they're developing their strategic plan.
Beautiful, beautiful. So tell us, you know, now that you have basically put a plan together for people to be able to follow in a way that is easy, what is the response of people getting your book? Number one, question number one, and question number two, we need to know where to get that book, and I have an idea what to get it. But I need to cut for a couple of words of my sponsor, Dr. Mary Wallace, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Meet Professor George Grant, PhD, Canada's Wellness Expert Ambassador, Scientist Professor, former Quarantine Officer with Health Canada, FDA and CDCA, international best-selling celebrity author of 13 books, including the Guinness World Records holder of 126 best-selling authors signing simultaneously. Would you like to improve your sleep, reduce your pain, manage your stress anxiety, reduce the dependency on prescription and over-counter medications, and reverse any challenge naturally? Among 7+ billion people on Earth, we have our unique fingerprints. It is time to leave our unique imprint on everyone we touch to enhance more lives. AcademyofWellness.com.
Thank you so much, Dr. George Grant, for sponsoring the show. If you are looking for an answer to some of your health issues, especially if you've gone to doctors and that migraine hasn't gone away for the last 10 years, please look it up. Mention that you have heard him via the Liz T Show. And now apparently he's even doing a Zoom consultation due again to COVID and through this lockdown phase number two that we're going through here in Toronto. So mention that you've heard on the Liz T Show, and he will treat you like a queen and king that you deserve. AcademyofWellness.com. We are live, everyone. We're speaking to Dr. Mary Wallace. He is a also a podcaster, and he is an author. He is an entrepreneur, a coach for small businesses in the whole world. Businesses are suffering, and businesses are going through huge amounts of struggles. Some businesses are closing. He's giving us golden nuggets to be able to help those businesses, and he's written this amazing book that has a plan to be able to assist you with any issues. So if you would like to call us in, or if you would like to ask questions on Instagram Live, the chat is open, and also the number to call us in is 845-277-9146. So Dr. Wallace, where can people get your book?
So the book is on Amazon. So you can go to Amazon or my website is allthingsstrategic.biz. That's B-I-Z. Most people get it from Amazon. It's Amazon is a site that most people are familiar with. So that's the perfect place to actually get the book.
Wonderful. So do you are you on social media yourself? I assume that you are. So if the people would like to get a hold of you and be able to connect with you, I know that you do private coaching. I know that you also help businesses with their needs, but you do a lot more than that. I'm reading by your bio, you're a coach, you are you do webinars, you have your own podcast. So how can people reach out to you?
So I am on LinkedIn as Mario Wallace. I'm on Facebook and Instagram also as Mario Wallace. So you can reach me there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Are you with the times that we're living right now, how are you able to assist your clients? Are you Zoom exhausted as we all are, or are you able to have a webinar for a group of people? Are you still doing one-on-one? How are you looking after the people that really need nowadays your help?
Yeah, most of it is Zoom. I'm Zoom exhausted like you are. but I have... Yes, and I have my own platform. It's called the Knee Advisor, and that's NIADVISER. So I have an app that my clients, I actually meet with my clients on my app, my application.
Mm-hmm.
That's for one-on-one coaching. But most of my meetings, especially group meetings, training, workshops, group coaching is through Zoom or Google Play.
Wonderful. And I would like to say hello to Katya on Instagram. She's liking your conversation. And Katya's saying, sounds like a plan, and she will Google you up. No need to, because this IDTV is saved, and I'll have the links for you to be able to reach out to him. Not a problem. So I don't want to go about forecasting or predicting something, but what do you see happening right now? Is there any light of the end of the tunnel for people that are very close right now, probably declaring bankruptcy or even thinking closing their doors and just calling it quit and maybe start again with something else? Is there hope? And I know that you probably will say absolutely there is, but is there anything that people should prepare, because things, especially in the United States with this new election, things are changing rapidly. The financial industry is changing. The world is changing. What can we do? How can we be proactive?
I mean, if we're a small business, we definitely need to work with our local agencies, the small mm-hmm. business associations in our countries, and learn more. There's a lot of different agencies that work directly with small businesses for free. For consultation, they will give them the strategies they need to actually sustain in business. And also, right now they're giving out, financial assistance. So mm-hmm. there's always hope, especially when it comes to small businesses, because especially the new administration in the United States, the focus is to help grow the small business sector. So there will be a lot of programs available for funding to be able to continue to sustain and grow during this particular time.
Yes, it's true. And here in Canada, our Prime Minister has helped a lot of the small businesses. It's given them loans, which banks are given loans, which were probably not. Some of us are not too happy. The interest rate seems to be a little bit higher than, you know, some of us thought out. But, you know, it is something better than nothing. And, you know, it will keep some businesses afloat. And so when we go through this wave, when the light in the end of the tunnel actually it shines and we don't see so much devastation and so much problems, we can come out on the other end as victorious. And one of the things that I always say, let's try to think as victorious, not as a victim, and do whatever you have right now, especially if the rumor is that we might even go back to a full lockdown in Canada, as the province of Manitoba just did that, announced that this happening tomorrow, because the numbers are rising and it's to be expected because of the winter times in Canada. We, you know, minus 30, people do get flus regardless. So it is definitely one of the things that we should be thinking about. Yes, Katya's saying, yes, we got loans at my work for business. We only have six people, so we're still working. Thank you so much for sharing that, Katya. And I'm glad that you are continuing with your work, because it is very challenging times and we need to push through it. So good for you. Thank you for sharing such of personal information. Dr. Wallace, one of the things that I would like to finish off with you is, you know, I see you doing so much, helping so many people and having this amazing book to help humanity, to help people with their small business. What else are you working on? As the theme of the show is, tell us who you are, what you do, contact info. You've given, you know, given us all of that. Anything new? What are you working on for the next little while? What are your dreams for the next future?
So as you mentioned that I have a podcast. It's fairly new. So I'm working on a podcast that targets. So basically what I'm doing, I'm looking at doctoral research studies, and I'm breaking it down to its simplest parts to help sustain and grow small businesses. So I'm giving them a model based on every doctoral study I find. I look within those studies, I find a model that I can share with a small business owner in order for them to apply it. So my podcast is based on that. It's taking doctoral studies, breaking down to the simplest part, and allowing small business owners to learn from those researchers to be able to grow and sustain their business. Also, I develop different products. So I'm developing leadership games from my business, board games, card games, and all of it is about leadership and small business. So, and all those products will also be on Amazon. So I'm in the process of completing the R&D of all of those different products so they could be available so that leaders can use those products to continue to grow.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Lots of big plans, and obviously there is the world is not small for you, and the goals are not unreachable. That deserves a round of applause. Congratulations. And by the way, congratulations
you.
For your on podcast. This is just incredible. And I noticed that a lot of people nowadays, whether they have a front store or even where they have a service, one of the things that they're doing lots is podcasts, because that is really what drives your coaching business, your book, and whatever career. Even musicians are interviewing and other artists. So that's the way to go, and that's what I think a lot of people should think about having, even if it's once a week, to kind of give you an update and help other people. And that's really what I do this for. I mean, I want to be able to have this tiny little platform in this world to be able to reach one person, just one person. That's all I ask, and I believe that you think the same.
Yes, yes. But I'm excited. Thank you for having me on your show. I would love to be welcome back in the future, in the near future. But this was exciting.
Absolutely. And I think people are listening right now, especially on Instagram. They're listening to your wonderful voice, but I think they should be able to see your amazing face as well. So I think we should plan something on Instagram, IGTV, which is becoming huge. A lot of people are doing Instagram Live now, and I'm going with it as well. And I think we should definitely have you there for people to be able to get to know you a little bit more, and also maybe just do a giveaway for people to have a consultation. We'll talk about that later on, but I think definitely it's a good plan. It's a good strategy for people that definitely need help, especially small businesses around North America.
And thank you. And thank you for having me on your show. And it was a pleasure talking with you and your audience. And again, if they need to find me, you can find me on Facebook at Mario Wallace, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Have an amazing afternoon, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Do the same.
Okay. Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye. And that was Mario Wallace, a podcaster, author, coach, entrepreneur, helper to all small businesses in North America, and the list goes on and on. It's such an honor. I think we should be able to help more people around this beautiful world, and I'm here to serve, as I said earlier, as a little platform for people to reach out to great people like Maria Wallace to assist, because we all need help. Nobody is thinking that you don't need the help. We all need help. So check him out, and I will have the links not only right here on our radio station or Blog Talk Radio, but also on our social media. Moving on, everyone, we're going on our musical section. We have a pretty good repertoire today. We had we interview about couple of days ago, maybe last week. It's all a blur. A singer from South America. He's Colombia, lives in Argentina. And so he sent us in MP3. And the song, I am trying to find it. The song is coming up, is David Lewis with the song Mi Amor Para Regalarte. Enjoy, guys.
Tengo mi amor para regalarte. Como a una rosa, mami, yo quiero cuidarte. Dime qué tú tienes, cómo haces para enamorarme. Envuelto en tus brazos, siempre quiero despertarme. Tengo mi amor para regalarte. Como a una rosa, mami, yo quiero cuidarte. Dime qué tú tienes, cómo haces para enamorarme. Envuelto en tus brazos, siempre quiero despertarme. Mami, yo a ti te pago el viaje de primera. No soy astronauta, pero te bajo una estrella. A veces me pregunto por qué tú eres tan bella. Pa' mí que te decoraron con las torres gemelas. Al lado de las demás, tú eres superior. Vos sos una bendición que me mandó Dios. Como Messi en el Barça, soy un ganador. Eso es gracias a que tú me dices de tu amor. Yo tengo mi amor para regalarte. Como a una rosa, mami, yo quiero cuidarte. Dime qué tú tienes, cómo haces pa' enamorarme. Envuelto en tus brazos, siempre quiero despertarme. Tengo mi amor para regalarte. Como a tienes, cómo haces para enamorarme. Envuelto en tus brazos, siempre quiero despertarme. Y si tú vas, yo voy, dame un poquito, que también te entrego mi calor. No necesitas perfume, que tu cuerpo huele a Christian Dior. Esos labios delgaditos con los míos, bien gruesitos, hacen una erupción. Es que con vos todo es bien lindo. Tú eres mi desayuno de lunes a domingo. Qué rico se siente cuando estamos juntos. Dime que yo hice pa' que estés conmigo. Yo tengo mi amor para regalarte, como a una rosa, mami, yo quiero cuidarte. Dime que tú tienes, cómo haces pa' enamorarme. Envuelto en tus brazos, siempre quiero despertarme. Yo tengo mi amor para regalarte, como a una rosa, mami, yo quiero cuidarte. Dime que tú tienes, cómo haces pa' enamorarme. Envuelto en tus brazos, siempre quiero despertarme. Es que con vos todo es bien lindo. Tú eres mi desayuno de lunes a domingo. Se siente cuando estamos juntos. Dime que yo hice pa' que estés conmigo. Dime que yo hice pa' que estés conmigo.
Baby Luis, la Galeano improvisa, viste mi amor. Ahí sí, music, los caribeños.
And there you have it, everyone. That's David Lewis from originally from Colombia, but he resides in Argentina. And we have quite a bit more songs. So if you would like to, us to play your song, you can always send us to show@lizzyt.com. So there is a variety of songs that we're playing today. Next is a singer from Calgary, right here from Canada, and the song is called Downtown Girl.
Fast pace, cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown drive. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down, hey girl, what did you say that you were going now? I'm gonna be there.
Hey, Walker on the top, running through the
block. Downtown girl. You could be my downtown girl. You could be my downtown girl. She could be my downtown girl. She living in a downtown world. Baby, be my downtown girl.
Slow down, pull your placement for a minute. We can get into it, I think it'll take a second. Wanna get to talking and stretch it out for a minute. Yeah, open up for a minute, you spark my interest like. Ain't fake to wait, I felt the vegetable. Head over heels since I got you in my visual. At the end of the ad, it's all the typical. Got me standing in that line, so I'm taking pills. One day, ask for where I'm going. I remain fast and active, what's going down? So where you going? So where you going? Tell me where you going now. I can make the job for the beat work. Been a million jobs, make the beat work. I bring you to the top, you can see earth. Get inside, win the side, wanna see first. Feeling wanna stay in this mood. Yeah, I'm different, kinda different, yeah, I'm different than dudes, yeah. Thinking I could get you some fools. Even that, baby, kick up a few. Yeah, think you like wings? Yeah, I like wings too. I buy whatever the sign and let that thing do. I see what I like, so it's a single. The baby, yo, what better time? Hit me some digits quick. You can get gone for a minute. I take it home for a minute. Wanna see it right? Right. Probably need a sip in your life. Just take a hold of me. You want me to get a change of your life?
Fast pace, cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown drive. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down. Hey girl, where did you say that you were going now?
Where you going, ma?
I wanna be there.
I wanna be there with ya.
With my downtown girl.
That's right.
You could be my downtown girl.
Hey.
You could be my downtown girl.
That, everyone, is a Downtown Girl from Tredegar, right here from Calgary, Canada. So we're going to go into a little bit of United States. We have another singer, Sorrentis, which has followed us throughout, I would say, throughout our 5 years that we've been here on the show. And Sorrentis is written several songs every month. Seems like he's coming up with a new solo. So Sorrentis is playing or giving us this MP3. It's a Christmas song, Sorrentis. Let's enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. day. Relax as I hit the driveway. You're peeking out that window. Smile sweeps across my face. With open arms, simply happy that I'm home. Life matters more when I'm with you. Now, neither of us is alone.
As soon as I see my Christmas tree decorated, waiting for me, everything melts away.
Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network, everyone. Thank you for being here. We will be back tomorrow with another show, another guest, and another fantastic day show. God bless and make an amazing day.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new?